A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Hooray!
Bill Newton was a meek little man who, by one of those unexplainable twists of fate, was married to a large, powerful woman. There were other things in Bill's life, but Prunella overshadowed them all so that he scarcely remembered anything else. He had forgotten what life without Prunella had been, and he wondered, hopefully, if he'd outlive her so that he could find out what life without her might be. The little man wasn't exactly unhappy. He had become immune to Prunella's constant nagging and ordering around, so that his answers were more or less automatic to any sound she might make. Even a sneeze would bring forth a, "Yes, Prunella." One evening, Bill sat dozing when Prunella entered the living room.
I declare, Willie Newton, you're the laziest critter I ever laid my eyes on. Willie!
What? Huh? Oh, yes, Prunella, that's right.
I just said you were the laziest galoot I ever saw. Sitting there snoozing away while your poor wife works herself to the bone cleaning up the kitchen.
Yes, m'm.
Someday you're going to wake up and find out I'm not here.
Yes, Prunella. I am?
I don't like the way you said that, Willie Newton.
I just said I am.
I heard what you said. But it's what you were thinking and didn't say that makes me mad.
Well, guess it would at that.
So, you admit it?
Admit what, Prunella?
That you were thinking what I thought you were thinking, that's what.
Well, now, I...
Nobody knows the cross I bear.
What cross I bear is that, Prunella?
Don't twist my words around, Willie. You get yourself out into the kitchen and wash the dishes this minute.
Yes, Prunella. Oh.
And stop sighing.
Yes,
the first thing in the morning, you can hitch up the team and take 50 of my chickens into the store in town.
Now, Prunella, you know I hate carting them ornery chickens into town. Everybody laughs.
They laugh when they look at you, even without the chickens, so it don't make any difference. You're taking those chickens into town in the morning, and that's that. Now get to those dirty dishes.
The following morning, bright and early, Bill Newton sat dozing on the seat of the farm wagon with the reins held loosely in his hand. Suddenly, one of the horses shied at the sight of a rattler on the trail. The next moment, the team bolted, jerking the wagon and throwing Bill backward onto the chicken crates and back.
Hey, what? Jumping Juniper, the team is running away. Hold there!
As the frightened team raced down the trail, the wagon swayed from side to side, preventing Bill from getting up. He groaned inwardly as they approached a sharp turn in the trail.
Prunella will kill me for this. Oh, here comes a turn. It's going to turn over. Yes, Prunella. It's you. What do you got to complain about? Why didn't you beat it off with the rest of the chickens? Got skinned up a bit, but that isn't anything to what I'll get from Prunella. Oh, get out of here, you squawking old hen. Putting up with Prunella is enough without having a chicken standing around making sneering remarks. Great day, this sure is a mess. A couple of hombres coming. Why, a masked owl hooting an Indian. If you hombres come to hold me up, you can have everything I got, provided you round up the loot for yourself. 50 chickens and 2 horses.
We didn't come to hold you up. We heard the crash and came to help you. I wear this mask for a purpose, so forget it. Now, are you hurt?
Not yet.
Well, why you say not yet?
Because my wife, Prunella, will wrap what's left of the wagon right around my neck when she finds out about this.
But when you explain it was an accident...
You don't know Prunella, mister. Nobody ever explains anything to Prunella. Nobody gets a chance.
I see.
Maybe you'd better your force wife to listen.
Yes. Indian... Have you ever seen a stony-faced mountain walking around?
No, me not ever see that.
Then you just come over to my place and get a good look at Prunella.
You must have a very remarkable wife.
Mister, the remarks I'd like to make about her would fill a book. I got a good day's work rounding up them chickens and the horses.
Don't worry, we'll help you get them.
Well, now, that's right decent of you both. Oh, by the way, my name's Bill Newton.
Well, me hear about Willie Newton. Yeah.
Now, you look at here, Indian. If you want to be friendly, just leave off that Willie business. Prunella started that. But my name's Bill, understand?
All right, Bill. First, we'll ride the wagon, and we'll go after the horses and chickens. All right, come on, Toto. Bill.
Well, I'm sure mighty obliged to both of you for what you've done for me.
Well, that's all right. I'm sorry we couldn't get all the chickens for you.
Well, it don't matter much about the 2 hens that got away. But that big white rooster was going to fetch a special price from the storekeeper. Can't be helped, though. Well, I'll get along to town and get rid of these noisy critters. And if I never see another chicken again, it'll be too soon.
Out up, Toto. Big fella. If Prunella doesn't believe you and need our help to convince her, we'll be camped right over there beyond that hill. Well,
thanks a lot, mister. I might come hunting for you sure enough.
Take it easy from here to town, Bill. Adios.
So long. Hope to see you again.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Late that afternoon, Bill Newton put the wagon and horses in the barn. Then he entered the kitchen where Prunella was preparing supper.
Well, it took you long enough to make the trip to town, Willie. Where's the chicken money?
I got it right here, Prunella, in this sack.
Give it to me, then. Hold on, Willie. Some of it's missing. That storekeeper agreed to give me 50 cents a hen and $1.50 for the rooster.
Yes, sir.
I had it all figured out. 49 hens come to $24.50 plus a dollar and a half makes $26 in all.
Guess you figured that up right.
Guess you figured that up right. Of course I did, you runty little nincompoop. But there's only $23.50 in this sack. Where's that other $2.50? Answer me!
Yes, I guess you might as well tell you, Prunella. You see, I had sort of an accident going to town. Something scared the horses and they bolted. Turned the wagon clean over, scattering chickens everywhere. I got all back but two hens and, well, the rooster.
That's the worst excuse you ever did make up about anything, Willie Newton. I know just as well as I'm standing here that you spent $2.50 in the cafe carousing.
Oh, no, I didn't. I'll climb up on a chair so she can sniff my breath if you want to.
You won't have any breath to sniff when I get through with you if you don't
now,
start to...
Now, take it easy now, Prunella. I've got witnesses to the accident. Two of them.
Hmm. Who are they?
Well, one of them's a masked man. The other's an Indian. They helped me catch the chicken.
A masked man and an Indian, huh? Now I know you've been at the cafe. That pin brain of yours can't do better than to make up a story like that. Come here.
Oh, hey, let go. What are you going to do?
I'm grabbing you by the neck and the seat of your britches and setting you out the door. That's what.
Oh, hey, my neck. Oh, my britches. They're ripping. Let me go.
Open that door. Open it.
Yes, sir.
Now you can go search for those hens and that rooster and bring them back here to prove your story.
But, Prunella, you can't...
And don't come back till you do, you little billy goat.
Well, yes, Prunella's a trifle upset about it. Well, I'll get my horse and go hunt up my friend, the masked man. I sure wish Prunella was a bit different than she is. I sure do.
Meantime, in the nearby town of Mud Rock, Tonto, who had gone to buy supplies, was approaching the hitch rack with his packages. Suddenly, great excitement broke loose.
Get up there! Get up!
Steady, Scout. Steady, fella. Steady. Hey,
did you look at him?
Ah, look like outlaw Red Bender.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He and another one held up the cafe. Got away by shooting Lacey, the owner.
Me have packages, not able to draw quick.
That's too bad. Well, maybe you couldn't have stopped him anyhow. Well, guess by the time the sheriff gets a posse together, it'll be too dark to trail him.
Well, there'll be moon tonight. Maybe that helped.
Well, I'm going to join the posse. Maybe we can catch him before they reach the border. Adios.
Take Hotel Lone Ranger about steady. Easy, Scout. Easy, feller. Get him up, Scout.
After leaving his home, Bill Newton rode along the trail and had almost reached the spot where he had lost the chickens when he heard fast hoofs approaching from the direction of town. Unknown to Bill, they were the outlaws, Red Bender and his partner, Hank Smith.
If I turn off the trail when I reach the place I had my accident, I can find the camp. Well, two hombres coming up the trail from town. Riding like blazes, too. Oh, fella, oh. Howdy, man. You were hitting the trail like you'd robbed a bank or something. What's your hurry?
Red, did you hear what he said?
Yeah, I heard. Think you're smart, don't you, Shorty? How did you know that we...
You mean you did put a hold up?
That's right, we did. And don't try going for your gun.
I wasn't even thinking of it, mister. Honest.
Look, Red... We can't let him go until he saw us out this way.
We're not going to let him go, Hank. We'll head for the hideout shack. And this little sawed-off run will come right along with us. We'll make a bantam outlaw out of him, Hank. Now get going, you, before I plug you with a bullet.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. When Bill Newton was on his way to find the Lone Ranger and Tonto, he met the outlaws Red Bender and Hank Smith making their getaway. Red decided to make Bill join them and go to the hideout with them. For a moment, as he looked into the muzzle of Red's gun, Bill became speechless. Then he stammered out an objection.
I can't go with you. You see, I gotta find the hens and the rooster.
The hombre's loco, Red.
No, honest.
Gun him down, Red, and let's get moving. We haven't time to fool.
No, wait. I'll go along with you. Maybe I'll find the two hens in the rooster along the way.
I hope you do. We could use them.
Come on, you. Get going like I said before. I'll do as Hank says.
Well, all right. Get up there.
Come on, get up.
Get up. Come on.
A short time later, Tonto rode into the Lone Ranger's camp and told about the holdup in Mud Rock.
Are you sure you recognize one of them as Red Bender, Tonto?
Them ride by close. Go plenty fast. Me not have chance to draw, cause of bundles.
We'll prepare a supper first, Tonto. And later, when the moon is full, we'll ride the trail and try to track them to their hideout. I've been waiting for Red Bender to show his hand again, ever since he got away with that bank robbery in Pecos.
Red Bender, plenty mean outlaw.
Yes, I know. It's about time he was stopped. We'll continue our search this time until we do find him.
Meantime, after meeting Bill Newton, Red and Hank, forcing Bill to go with them, had ridden off the trail to a shallow creek, which they followed for a short distance, making their horses wade in the water to cover their tracks. Finally, they reached the hideout shack, and after tying Bill securely, they turned in for the night. Dawn was breaking when Bill, who had slept very little, heard a sound which caused him to call out to the others.
Hey! Untie me! I gotta get out of here!
What's the matter with you? Shut up and go to sleep.
It's my rooster! I hear him crowing!
Yeah, I hear a rooster crowing too. Hey, Red, wake up!
What's the matter?
That's rooster. It's crowing somewhere nearby, Red.
Well, what of it?
Roosters make good eating, Red, and we can use some food.
That's right. Listen, Shorty. You think that rooster will be hard to catch?
Well, you untie me, and I'll catch him with a handful of corn, if you got any.
We got a little corn, Red.
All right, Hank. Untie that runt and give him a handful. And you go with him. Keep your gun on him every minute so he don't try to make a getaway.
About that time, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, after an unsuccessful search, were returning to their camp along the trail.
Outlaws cover track well, Kimasabi.
Yes. We'll go back to camp for some breakfast, and we'll continue the search, Tonto.
Good we not meet posse. Maybe them... Rain up, Kimasabi.
Oh, father. Tonto, why are we... The rooster crowing.
Now, what you think?
That's probably Bill Newton's rooster that we couldn't find yesterday.
That's right. And him upset we not find rooster.
Let's ride over that way. Perhaps we can catch it and take it to him, since it meant so much. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scout.
As Hank Smith and Bill Newton left the shack, They saw the rooster a short distance away, and nearby were the two lost hens.
Don't forget, Run, I got a gun handy, so don't make any false moves. Hey, look. There's a rooster and two other chickens with him.
Why, them's the two hens I lost. If we can catch all three, I can prove what I said to my wife, Prunella.
Yeah, sure. You can carry home the bones someday.
But
if you ever get away from us.
Oh.
Now go on, use that corn, see what you can do.
Well, you have to help me, mister.
All right. Guess I can draw fast enough to cover you if necessary since we took your gun away. Now come on, we'll sneak up on him. I'll go for one of the hens and you grab the rooster. I'll get the corn ready.
Easy now. Here, chick, 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 chick. Here, chick, 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 chick.
Throw him the corn, Runt.
Don't scare him now. Here, chick, chick. Nice, chick. Eat the corn now. I got the rooster. Grab a hand now, quick.
I got both hands, one by the foot, one by a wing. Come on, let's get back to the shack with him.
Come on.
The Lone Ranger had reached the creek and followed its bank a short way. Suddenly, they heard the confused squawking of chickens.
Oh, fella. Look, Tonto. Ahead in the clearing along the bank, two men have caught Bill Newton's lost chickens.
Kimisabi.
Yes.
One of them looked like Bill Newton.
Yes, that's right. It is Bill Newton. Well, I guess.
Wait, Kimisabi, wait. The other? Him man with red bender and hold up of cafe.
Oh, that's strange.
And me see shack back of clump of trees and creek bank.
Yes, I see it now. That must be the hideout. Well, we'll wait until Newton and the outlaw go inside, and we'll go to that shack.
Bill and Hank took the chickens to the shack, tied their feet together with cord, and put them in a corner where they lay quietly. Then Red spoke.
Yeah, that's good, Hank. Now we'll have the chickens to eat.
No, you can't eat them, I tell you. I gotta have him to show Prunella.
It'll be some time before you'll see that wife of yours again, Shorty. So stop worrying about the chickens. Tie Shorty up again, Hank.
Now you listen to me. I don't want to be tied up. I want to get on home. I won't say anything about where you're hiding out if you let me go.
I said tie him up, Hank.
All right, Red. Hey, Red. There's a couple of hombres coming along the creek trail. I see them out the window.
Huh? Let me have a look.
Hey, you see? It's a masked hombre and an Indian.
Don't let them see us looking. When they get a bit closer, we'll gun them down.
They're my friends. I won't let you gun them.
Come back here, you run.
Look out. They see you. Take cover.
Why, you...
Oh!
Good work, Hank. Hey, that hombre little cuss give him a warning. They pull in behind the boulders out there.
The run won't do any more warning.
We'll keep throwing lead at them. That'll keep them back. Now, come on. Shoot through the open window.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had heard Bill's warning and had taken shelter behind some boulders along the trail a short way from the shack.
Tonto, the one shot we heard inside the shack worries me. You must have shot Bill Newton.
Ah.
Answer those shots, Tonto. Keep them at that window.
Ah. And what you do, Kimisabi?
I'm going on foot. I'll circle around and try to get to the other side of the cabin so I can reach the door. You keep them busy, Tonto, until I get there. I'll leave now.
Adios.
Adios.
And you be careful.
Don't worry. I'm running when you hear me call from the shack.
The Lone Ranger, with guns ready, circled around through the trees and came up on the shack from the opposite side. Then he moved quickly to the door of the shack. He waited a moment outside, listening.
Otto's still keeping them busy. And I guess this is it. Reach, both of you.
Hey, look. It's a masked hombre in the doorway.
I'll get him down. Don't fire. Get him, Hank.
Drop your gun, Hank.
No.
Got him, Hank.
He's got me covered. I'll drop my gun.
Good work, mister. They made me come with him. Got a bullet in the leg.
You'll be all right, Bill. Just a minute. Otto!
That Indian fool is... Made us think there was two of you out there.
Trouble with you both is that you're not very smart.
They wanted to eat Prunella's chickens. Good thing you got here before they did.
You had more to worry about than those chickens, Bill. They would have killed you eventually.
You all right, Kemosabe?
Yes, Toto. We'll fix Bill's wounded leg, and you can take these outlaws to the sheriff. I'll take Bill and his chickens home to Prunella.
Ah.
Later that morning, the Lone Ranger arrived with Bill Newton and the chickens at Bill's small farm.
Hold on.
Steady, big fellow.
You'll have to lift me down, mister.
All right, Bill. Come on. Oh. There you are. I'll carry you inside.
Well, of all the good for nothing. Willie Newton, what's the meaning of...
Your husband, Bill, has been wounded in the leg, Mrs. Newton.
And brought back the rooster and the two hens, Prunella. They're hanging across my saddle there. Look, there's a sheriff and a posse.
So you're the masked hombre the Indian told us about. You see, he met us on the trail. Him and a couple of the boys took the outlaws on to town. We come out to see Bill and get the facts about the catcher. The Indian said you'd tell us, mister.
The credit belongs to Bill Newton, Sheriff. He came upon the outlaws' hideout while hunting some lost chickens. And he saved our lives, too. I'd say Bill Newton is a very brave man.
You mean to stand there and tell me that my Willie had the nerve...
You
to...
shut up, Prunella!
What?
And don't call me Willie, you hear?
Now, you listen to me,
No, from now on, you listen to me. I found your ornery chickens to prove I told you the truth yesterday. Almost got myself killed doing it.
But, Willie,
Didn't I tell you to...
Yes, Bill.
Now, you take them chickens off of my saddle... I never want to tote any of them around again, understand?
Yes, Bill.
I'll leave now, Bill. You seem to have the situation well in hand. I'll carry you in, then
Nope. Prunella will carry me in. Put down them chickens and grab hold here, Prunella.
Yes, Bill. Give him to me, stranger.
All right, here he is. Be careful. Adios, Bill. We meet again sometime.
You'll get a reward for what you've done, Bill. The whole town will be proud of you, too.
Well, they ought to be. I've been training Bill
to... Shut up and carry me indoors. Like the Lone Ranger said, from now on, Pruny, I got the situation well in hand. Thanks to him and your chickens.
Yes, Bill. Of course. Whatever you say.
Come to it!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.